Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
UNC's football schedule has more meaning than just a new coach. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Bill Belichick will be closely followed, literally and figuratively, on UNC's opening night of the 2025 season after taking over the Tar Heels program about 6 weeks ago. Because of Belichick's incomparable NFL record, 8 Super Bowl championships, 6 as a head coach, his move to Chapel Hill is of enormous interest to professional and college fans and media. It is somewhat surreal to think that Belichick will be on the home sideline when the Tar Heels kick off what they hope to be a new era on Labor Day Monday against TCU at 7:30 in Keenan Stadium on natural grass instead of some hybrid turf. Besides low-profile appearances with UNC brass and the high-profile gesture of sending pizzas to every fraternity on campus before the televised Carolina Duke basketball game, Belichick has been seen on the road recruiting more than the streets of his new hometown. If he hadn't built an entire NFL franchise and run the whole dadgum thing, what he is trying to do in a short time would seem more than daunting. Figure out which place he wants to return from Mac Brown's last team, signing up ready-to-go guys from the transfer portal, and luring high school recruits from the classes of 2025 to 2027. The way too early predictions have Hoodie's heels picked from the middle of the 17-team ACC to one Bray sports writer who predicts Belichick's first Tar Heel team will make it to the college football playoff. That's quite a range, considering UNC will only be a slight favorite, if favorite at all, over the Horned Frogs, who are an early pick to finish 8th in the 16-team Big 12 after going 9-4 last season. The game will be on ESPN's mothership in a time slot that will be filled by NFL Monday Night Football for the rest of the season. ESPN has not revealed whether to hold game day from Chapel Hill, but that seems likely since it's the only football game of the entire day. It was originally scheduled for Saturday, August 30th, when Texas plays national champion Ohio State, along with almost 80 other games, all on TV somewhere. So will all eyes be on the new Tar Heels? You can bet your Belichick on that. Carolina's schedule continues with FCS opponents at Charlotte and home against Richmond, followed by a trip to sneaky good Central Florida of the Big 12 and back home to face defending ACC champion Clemson. The Heels have their first of 2 off weekends, followed by a cross-country flight to Cal and back home against Virginia, a trip to Syracuse, and in November against Stanford at home at Virginia, home versus Duke, and finishing at NC State. How will the Heels stand by then? Only the Hoodie knows. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.